Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Okay, everybody. I can't believe it here. Yeah, I know. I was waiting for Belinda to launch it off, but you know what? I think I'll be tricky here, and I'll launch it off. You got Greg Peterson, team manager in sunny Southern California right now, and I know that probably strikes a nerve from some of you guys back in the Midwest that just received their first snowfall here recently, but I am so honored. Today, this is week three, and I am with Belinda Casper. Belinda, are you there?
I am here, yes. Excited for our conversation today, which so many people appreciate, is handling objections. So I know we have a lot of good material to share with everyone.
Oh, most definitely. So let's get started right away here. We don't want to waste time. So first, we want to review our homework from last week. And with that, we wanted you to reach out to 10 people to introduce them using the 283 process with the intention just to practice and to get experience. And that was it. This is a step-by-step process. Now, within this process, remember that we can listen to the recordings of this program. Not only is it wonderful to have you on here live, but you can listen to the recordings. And to go to those, if you have a pen and paper, get ready to write this down. I will say it, and then I will spell it out for you, and then we will also do it towards the end of the program as well. So to listen to the recordings, all you need to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/Beamer IBDS. Now the spelling on that, blogtalkradio.com/BEMERIBDS. Now, all you got to do is go in there, and not only are the recordings for the Quick Start program are there, but the recordings that all met the compliancy needs for our Testimonial Tuesdays are there, our Whatever Wednesdays where we have Ian Robb and Lisa Diamond, and they're doing different challenges each month on how to motivate people and listen and answer questions is there. And we have our amazing Thursday one, which is really going off well. It's for the equine, where you can learn anything and everything about the equine and how people are using it and their testimonials. So all of these you can listen on your own time and by just going back to the recordings. Now, we also have our Facebook group, and this is a private group. So when you enter into it, there will be two questions, and these are identification questions so that we can verify that you are who you are to help protect us and to protect you, because we want to make sure that we don't have any individuals that should not be in there and putting in false information to throw people off. And so the name of our Facebook, but this is all separate words. It is Quick Start IBD Support Group. Okay, that's our Facebook page. One more time. Quick Start IBD Support Group. Okay, So you can go in there, make sure you answer the two questions, and they're very simple. All it is what is your IBD number? And if you're not able to remember that, then go into your back office and find it there, or have your mentor or upline help you find your IBD number. This is something you should have written down on the side and have available at all times, anytime you make contact with Beamer. All right? Now, once you have that in there, make sure, lots of times if people are doing it on their phone, what they do is they forget to scroll up and put in or answer those questions. And then I am having to reach out and ask you personally through Instant Messenger. And we've got a couple people that are waiting to get on, but they haven't answered their Instant Messenger and they did not answer the questions. And so they're not going to be able to be into the group until that happens. All right? So now what we want to do today is going to be all about understanding and managing your sales funnel and the psychology of the sale. Because as we build up week by week, now we need to understand more of why and how we're going to deal with these individuals. And nobody knows psychology better than Belinda. So I'm going to turn this part over to her.
Awesome, Greg. Thanks so much. You know, so many people that got into Beamer and sharing Beamers did not come from a sales background. And so we want to provide a lot of options for people to get comfortable in sharing Beamers. I often tell people I don't actually sell Beamers. I share and educate people, and then they want to buy them. So, you know, we have tools that are available for you, and we have the Blueprint for Foundation of Success is in your e-learning tab. And that is a wonderful option for you to be able to follow how to begin in sharing Beamer, the sharing the Beamer in education. There's also something that you're going to see in the e-learning tab called AIDA. That's A-I-D-A. And that's actually beginning the sales funnel conversation. A is for attention. I is for interest. D is for desire, and A is for action. And it's really the path that we help in educating people about the Beamer. First, we have to get their attention. Do you know your quick little introduction, which we call it the elevator pitch, the 30-second introduction of what is Beamer and why would anyone want to pay attention and give you and have any interest in learning more? The I is interest. Do you have those follow-ups that we talked about last week that allow you to be able to share with people the 8-minute story or the 2-minute video with Dr. Burka presenting? You know, those things that we talked about in the 283, those are all developed to create that interest that somebody would want to create, that desire to want to have the Beamer. And then A is for action. So there's a video that talks about that specific path and journey of a sale. You know, one thing to remember is there are only two significant changes that make somebody want to make a purchase. That is through education and a significant emotional experience. We have control of the education side. So when somebody has an actual significant emotional experience, or they have an accident or injury, or they have something that they're going through in life that they want to purchase the Beamer, that is one thing that will make somebody be motivated to make the choice. But the education side is the other side, and that's the part of the equation that we have the ability to manage. So, you know, we are going to ebb and flow through that decision-making process. The thing is, you're going to have a high on one conversation and a possible low if you get a little bit of a stall. What's important for us to do is to make sure that we always stay positive. We have to always know our why. You know, I want to help change the lives of 10,000 people in my Beamer career through my team members. So what is your why? Why do you want to keep doing that? So it's important for you to be able to maintain that vision and understanding to be able to help you in those ups and downs as being a distributor. We know that journey does have those highs and those lows. So there's going to be those opportunities that you're going to possibly get somebody who gives you an objection or makes a decision that this isn't the right time for them. That's okay. Mindset is going to be so important. Understand how you are helping people and what your vision is and what your why is. It, one way is also to stay very engaged. A big, big, big commitment and opportunity for you to do that is to listen to the Blog Talk radio show at least a month when you get started, or anytime you start to get a lull, come back to that Blog Talk call. Just like Greg said, there's a different conversation every day, and it's really, really valuable. You know, Dr. Burke is offering those monthly medical conversations. They are in your back office. The recordings are in your back office to be able to listen to them. They are fantastic. You're going to hear from other doctors that are using the Beamer in a variety of different practices. He offers those Wellness Wednesdays once a month, and you can find out when the next one would be in your national calendar. If you have a medical doctor or a licensed healthcare practitioner, they have the opportunity to attend the Monday, Medical Monday calls. They get a little more technical on those calls. So, but you do have to register. So that's not for all distributors. But I recommend you go back and listen to those Wellness Wednesday calls. They are fantastic and will absolutely help you to know what Beamer can do. When you listen to those testimonials on Testimonial Tuesday, you cannot help but know what Beamer can do for people. So recognize that you're going to continue to share, and when somebody says it isn't the right time for them, it's okay. We just say it's not now. I cannot tell you how many people have come back 2, 3, 4 years later and said now is the right time for them. So we need people to know that Beamer exists, and that's our first step, and then we have to continue that follow-up to nurture them through that whole funnel process. The one thing I have to tell you, though, is know that your family and friends are probably your hardest people to convince. Don't let that frustrate you. We want to be able to continue to educate them, too, and be there ready whenever they need us. So, you know, Greg, there is a whole lot of ways for us to help in that follow-up process and engage people when they start to show that they want to learn more. Do you want to talk about some of that options that are available?
Most definitely. Thank you so much, Belinda, because I was listening intent to what you were sharing again today and was reflecting on that as one of my distributors is at a new location and realizing how he approaches different individuals. And when you're going through that AIDA, getting their attention, and that can be even, let's say, if you have a booth. And so what is it that's going to catch their eye and then draw them in and create that interest? And then by sharing the information that we have, which I'm going to go over, creating that desire, which is going to lead them towards making that final decision. So everything that you covered was spot on that. So great job. So what we want to do now is figure out what can we do to share with others to help bring, number one, create an attention and interest for them. And we have a variety of information now. When we first started, I started in 2016, 2017 period. We had that lovely green video, and then maybe there was some YouTube videos out there, but we didn't even have a compliance department. So you really didn't know what was compliant and what wasn't, what was true, what was not, what items might have been altered to meet the needs of the individual that was posting it. So now everything that is out there that we're able to share with people is 100% compliant because we have an amazing compliance department with Michelle in there. They do a wonderful, wonderful job. And they're not there to police us. They are there to help assist us and educate us and give us ideas of what maybe we can use in a booth or something like that. So do not be afraid to reach out. Make sure you're doing it right the first time so you don't spend money on some type of advertisement and then end up realizing, oh, I just spent $40 or $200 on something and now I can't use it. So yeah, definitely use the tools that we have available. So when it comes down to education, we have different webinars and seminars available, and then there's also replays available. Where can we find all of this? Well, when you go into your Beamer back office, you want to go to your far left, and there on that column is Distributor Library. When you click on Distributor Library, near the top is going to be your calendar, the national calendar. And when you click on that, have fun. Go in there, and what we would say is just go in there and do some happy clicking and just pass the cursor over different things, and you will see how they get highlighted. And then if you click on them, more information pops up, and then make sure you either scroll down or up so that you don't miss anything on the pop-up windows, because the opportunities of being able to share in a multiplicity of different areas is available at your fingertips so that you can share it with different clients. And that would be, when is that seminar going to be playing? What link do they click on? Or if you're like, gosh, I'm almost late to get on this webinar, I'm not sure the link, go into your national calendar, click on it. The link is right there. All you do is click on the link itself, and it'll take you right into the webinar or seminar that is playing. Now, we have different replays also that is in our back office, like Belinda was saying, and under the science and medical and science section are all of the recordings from Dr. Burka's Wellness Wednesdays. And the latest one has yet to be posted, as they always go through and they make sure everything meets compliance, and then after that point, they will then post it. And all of these are absolutely worth their weight in gold. And it's really a great format on how Dr. Burka starts off explaining what Beamer is. And then after he goes through that section, he introduces his guest for the day. And then they go into a question and answer period, and incorporating how that individual uses it in their practice or sports or whatever the case may be. So very much well worth it. Now, we've shared some information with the individual, and we've gotten their interest going. Now we want to get them on a trial or a demo, being able to get them on it. And we have a little acronym called BOB, Bodies on Beamer. And how do you do an effective demo by doing this? Well, we normally say, well, we want to create expectations for an individual. But that's really not the case. You do not want to give anybody any false expectations when they get on the Beamer. You need to educate them to what the Beamer is and what it does, and then make sure that they sign their disclaimer form. And at first, I was nervous about doing this. But then I realized it actually raises the value of what the Beamer is for each individual that signs a disclaimer form, because when you explain to them that we are regulated through the FDA, we are a Class 2 cleared medical device, and that we want to make sure that we follow the rules. And by doing so, that definitely raises the value that this is a legitimate item. This isn't just something that you're going to go through a booth and find on showing on TV or anything like that as a little here today, gone tomorrow product. All right? So we have them on the Beamer. Now they're going to be starting their session. They've signed their disclaimer form. And you want to make sure that they have a nice, quiet 8 minutes to themselves. Trust me, the people are going to be asking questions. Their friends might be walking up and wanting to interrupt them. But let them know that this is their 8 minutes to finally relax and experience the Beamer for the first time. And we want them to lay down too. So if you have like those zero gravity chairs, you can do that. And then that allows the body to use its natural mechanisms to get into that parasympathetic system. Because when you go and you lay back and you get to a certain point, it triggers something in our brains to where it allows you to relax more. Use this to your advantage. So now you've got them laying back. They're starting to relax. They're uninterrupted. and let them know that you will answer any and all of their questions after their 8-minute session is over. And then you can, by learning how to do this, where do we learn how to do this? Well, talk to your mentor. Or in the e-learning portion, there is also a section on how to do a session with an individual. So make sure that we follow the steps. You've encouraged them. You've shown them some information. Now we're getting them on the Beamer. We've gone through the process of signing the demo, the disclaimer form. They've experienced the Beamer. And then you can explain to them following that that the best way to experience the Beamer is to have 3 sessions consecutively, because if you just go to the gym once a week, you're only going to get so much out of it. But if you go 3 times in a week, you're now going to start to get into better shape. And it's no different with the Beamer. So draw an analogy that individuals might understand and they can picture in their own brain. So by doing multiple sessions, you can do free or you can do paid sessions. Everybody's a little bit different on that. Some people have little cards where that's a little stamp card type of thing, and they'll do a free session the first time, and then they'll sell sessions after that. It could be, you know, $200 for 10 sessions or $300 or whatever the market will bear in your area to allow the person to come in on a regular basis, or they can come to your home. Some people open up their doors and they do that. You really got to be careful, though, on driving to different locations, because you're using up a lot more of your time and fuel and the whole bit. So be wise when you're doing this. And also now you're able to see who is truly more interested in this. Now we also have our lease to own program. And with the Lease to Own program, we had Belinda Torres, we had Stacey DeVore, and we had Leslie Fox. They took the time and they spent hours putting together the Lease to Own program, which is in your distributor library in your Beamer back office. I believe it is the 7th section down, the orange bar that goes across and says Lease to Own. When you click on that, you can now download the different files in there that actually gives you a step-by-step process on what to do with an individual when you first get them on the Beamer and how to do the proper follow-ups. It is your template. It is your guide to do this, and it's all right there at your fingertips. So take advantage of that. And definitely use it. We have so much material there that will help you out. And then also go through it with one of your members on your team or your accountability partner or your mentor. Help educate them too, because so many people are not aware of this. This stuff is golden to be able to help you and help you develop your skills as the distributor. And then last but not least are the rental options. Now, I have a rental option myself. And when I mention how much I charge per week with a minimum of 2 weeks or so much per month, then I share the lease to own option with them, and they see that they actually pay less if they do the lease to own option. And then they also know that that money goes towards the purchase of the unit. And the success rate on the lease-to-own option is much greater than it is just with a rental. It's kind of like the puppy syndrome. If you give somebody a puppy for 2 months, they're not going to want to give it back. So by them having it on a regular basis, you're following up with them regularly by using the lease-to-own format, you are almost guaranteed to have that sale, and you're going to be changing their lives. So the next thing that we run into are objections. And so I'm going to turn this section over to Belinda, because her, as being an academy director, she has almost heard it all. And so she is well informed on how to handle objections. So you're up, Belinda.
Awesome. Great, Greg. Yes, I do rentals too.
And what I find is when somebody gives it back, sometimes that 2 week later is the best time to make that phone call, because that's when they start to recognize the Beamer really was a difference, a game changer for them. But anyway, going to objections, we will all have objections. And the thing is, what we really need to change is our mindset about them. If you think about an objection is really not a rejection of you or of the sale or of Beamer, but an actual buying signal. It's a request for more information. It's sometimes a notice for us to take the time to have more active listening and stop doing some talking. So if we think about it, we can change our mindset of what somebody's telling us, and it helps us to understand what kind of information they need. So one of the things that I find that people often will hear is, it is too expensive. You know, money is certainly something that people will react to, and they think of the Beamer as something that is just too expensive. And the fact is, we can help them in qualifying that. Compared to what? If you think about it, and I often will tell people, Beamer is far less than 1 month at an assisted living facility. And I also try to help people to not consider the Beamer as an expense, but an investment in everyone's health that lives in a household. So the beauty of Beamer is there's no consumables. It's an opportunity for people to be able to make an investment. I can tell you it has saved so much in medical expenses for a variety of reasons. When somebody has an injury, you have a Beamer there to help you recover almost immediately to begin that recovery process. You know, we can't make any commitments that it's going to allow you to prevent one procedure or another. We can never make promises of that nature. But having the Beamer in your home and in your life will absolutely help support the health of everyone in that household. So I try to help people to take away from it being an expense and think of it as an investment. But also, when you kind of what they call anchoring, you anchor it in comparison to other things. So sometimes what I tell people when they ask me the price and say, well, after I told you everything Beamer can do, I know a lot of people think that Beamer is $20,000 or more and can only be used at practitioner's office. But the fact is, it's only $5,000, and a lot of people are able to get it for $99 a month. Most people can afford $99 a month. So what we want to talk about is, we help people with financing options. If the cost is an expense to them and they're afraid of that big ticket item, qualify it down to financing. You know, there is Capital City Bank out of Macon, Georgia, has a promotion going on until the end of November. That is 0% for 20 months. So that's an opportunity for people to consider, because they can pay just 1% or $50 a month as they pay off their Beamer. And as they have sales, they can pay off their Beamer quicker. You know, we have that opportunity to have that recovery program, as we say. You know, paying just $199 allows you to be a distributor, and that allows you to possibly pay off your own investment in your health in a very easy way with just 5 sales. So I help people understand that and understand that we're here to help support that. There's also opportunities for them to check into their own credit card to see if they would offer a 0% option. I know Citibank Diamond Card is a lot faster and easier than the Capital City Bank, but it and very convenient, and they typically offer 0% for 15 months. Truist Bank offers a personal loan for up to 72 months, so people can get their Beamer paid for at $99 a month, and there is no prepayment penalty. So there's a lot of financing options. All of these are outlined in our Quick Start Facebook page in the file section. But those options of helping taking that expense off of the table of being an objection needs that conversation with you, letting them know of the options and letting them understand what Beamer can do for their life and the quality of their life. a lot of people will say, I don't feel anything. And the way I handle that is I say, I know. And that's the beauty of Beamer. Beamer is working in that very low frequency that helps calm our nervous system. It's lower than the Earth's geomagnetic field, but we all understand the value of grounding and walking barefoot and getting the Earth energy into our body. That's the same level that Beamer's at. I also say, I usually try to tell people before they get on the Beamer that they won't feel anything because Beamer is working in those very, very, very tiny vessels that are feeding our cells. And I also remind them we don't feel our blood flow unless there's an impairment in our blood flow. So the fact that Beamer is helping to enhance our blood flow, we're not going to feel that. But that's the beautiful design of Beamer. And I also let them know that Beamer works 100% of the time on 100% of the people. And it will continue to make things better and better within our body. So handle that I don't feel anything up front if you can. Because when people don't have the expectation and then they do feel something, then it is an added bonus. And if you're talking to them, I guarantee you they will not feel it. So as Greg said earlier, when you give them that 8-minute session, do all your conversation up front and allow them to have 8 minutes of just deep, slow breathing. That's a beautiful, beautiful gift for themselves every day, for them to recognize the value of calming the nervous system. That is really, really huge and a big part of our health. Another objection you're going to possibly get is the spouse. My husband will never let me buy this. It's usually the husband, but it's sometimes the wife. I'll never be able to get this for my wife or for my husband. Well, then you have to have a conversation with them and say, well, what do you think would stop, what would be of interest to them? How do you think that they would feel and recognize that this is an investment not just for you? You know, I also remind people when they get a stem cell therapy procedure, that's one joint, one person, one time. Help them understand the investment of health is for everyone in the household. And talk to the person you're talking to see what kind of information the spouse might need. Maybe they need to attend an information call that we do every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Maybe they need to have a study. If you go into life.beamergroup.com and you go to the science tab and you scroll down, you'll see studies. And there's one study that is for the human microcirculation and another one that says small vessels, big problems. Neither one of them mention the Beamer, but when you learn what the microcirculation is and when it's dysfunctional, what happens, and you learn what Beamer can do, it certainly gives the understanding of how Beamer can help. Maybe they need to go to PubMed.gov or Scholar.google.com and type in Beamer therapy. So learn what the spouse would need to be able to help them overcome their objection of spending the money. Education is where we help people find a way to get to a Beamer. There's also different ways of handling objections. You know, one of the things we teach in the academies is the feel, felt, found method. When I understand how you feel, I felt the same way. And what I found was Beamer helped me in so many ways that there's no way I could spend a day without my Beamer. Education and patience is absolutely the way we want to handle the objection. And again, remember, it is not a rejection of you. It is just a buying signal and a request for more information. So that's how we handle the objections. Another way of helping people overcome objections is to do role-playing with your mentor or somebody in your family that might be able to help you. So Greg, do you want to talk about role-playing and how that works?
Most definitely. And as I was sitting here listening to this, I was thinking, oh my gosh, if I was sitting here listening to this program for the first time, I would have writer's cramp right now, writing down all the information. But don't worry, anybody, because in our Facebook page that we have for you, and remember, it's all, you got your pen and paper there ready? Now, that is the separate words, Quick Start IBD Support Group. Once you are entered in there, we also have a file section. And in that file section is the outline of this whole program. So you can go in there and then you can download the file, print it off, and then you can add additional notes if you want to. But you have it there at your fingertips. This whole program has been put together by Casey Conrad, our lovely Belinda that is on today, Nancy Pellegrini, Leslie Fox, Claudia Field, and Amanda Davis. And it's because of their hard work, all of this has been put together to help you out. So please take advantage of it and use that information. So now, the next section we go into is the value of role-playing and why do we do that? Well, what is it? Role-playing is practicing. That's it. I know as a paramedic, I would go into different areas and we would practice on dummies on doing different things and all before we actually went out into the field and did it in reality. Why? Because we wanted to sharpen our skills and be able to do things right when we go out there instead of making mistakes. So how do we do that? Well, we want to make sure that we get together and work with our mentors, the individual that signed you up, or fellow team members, or you could be working with a family or friend. And you know what's funny, Belinda, is we've had people actually get into this section and they've been practicing with family and friends and they've actually sold beamers to them because they were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I want to get one. So then having that accountability partner as well. And that's why we want to make sure that we practice and we fine-tune our skills and have fun with it. Have them throw some zingers at you and make you think a little bit on, oh my gosh, how would I handle this situation or how would I handle that situation? It's better that you start to develop these skills. And like I always say, we're adding tools to our toolbox to be able to use. So when we're in public, we're going to be much more confident when we're talking with them. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people that were brand new and they were excited and wanted to share it, but they were also very timid because they didn't know what to share or how to say something or whatever the case may be. This is your opportunity to remove all those fears, because the only reason why we have that fear is because we maybe don't have the knowledge that we think we should have to accomplish the task at hand. So make sure that we practice with that. And like I said, might turn into a sale, and we would love to be able to hear those testimonials on Testimonial Tuesday. So the next section we want to go into is staying plugged into your community. And Belinda is definitely a master of all this. So I'm going to turn it back to you, Belinda.
Awesome, Greg. You know, we have some fantastic calls scheduled for this week, and you want to be on these calls. So every third Wednesday of a month is our national sales call, and this happens to be the third Wednesday of November, which I cannot believe is already flying by so fast. But you want to attend the national call, get a lot of great information. You usually get a chance to hear directly from Albert and Dr. Burka and other things going on, in addition to Chris and George Veronis sharing updates. And that is the 9 p.m. Eastern time, which is 6 p.m. Pacific time. And you can attend that call by going to beamermeetings.com. There's also a athletic conversation, a niche marketing for athletes, as well as a business conversation. It really helps people who want to understand the business opportunity of Beamer. George Veronis is doing these calls on Wednesdays one week, and then on Thursdays another. This week is going to be the Wednesday. So on Wednesday, November 17th, you got a lot of calls that you can do, and you could just marathon it with some people that you may know so that they can see all of the great opportunities that they have to learn and grow and share, and they don't have to do all the work. At 7 p.m., Eastern time will be the athletic conversation. Anybody who's an athlete that wants to understand what Beamer can do for them as an athlete and performance, endurance, and recovery, that conversation is going to be at 7 p.m. And then that's going to be a little bit of a break before we get into the 8 o'clock call, which is going to be a business conversation. Beamer is a direct sale with a two-layer affiliate company. That is a unique hybrid model that really provides tremendous opportunity. And many people who might have been in network marketing in the past did not really have the success that they wanted to. And they work really hard, but if they don't have a big base, then they don't have success. So some of them may be tainted. And that conversation that we have as a business conversation really explains why Beamer's different and why you really can make a lucrative income. So that occurs at 8 p.m. Eastern time this coming Wednesday. So we have the athletic call at 7, the business call at 8, and the national call is at 9 this Wednesday on the 17th. So you want to mark your calendar for that. And for all future calls, you want to look at the national calendar to be able to get those updates. Another way to stay plugged in, you know, Blog Talk, Greg and I talked about it all day. You really will learn a lot by participating in Blog Talk. And many of your regional directors may have monthly calls or weekly calls. They all also send out newsletters. So that is something that you will want to pay attention to. And if you're not getting the newsletter on Motivational Monday from Chris Baronis every Monday, reach out to your mentor because that person can help sign you up to receive that. And the very, very single best thing you can do is get into an academy. I happen to be teaching one this coming Saturday and Sunday with my partner, Linnell Hagee, who's a functional medicine practitioner. We still have openings, so you can still join that academy or any academy. There's almost one every single weekend. Just go to your back office, go to the events tab, and go and look for event search, and look for those academies and register. They are free and great opportunities for you to learn. So this being our third week, we have a little bit of homework that we're going to use here as a wrap-up. You want to continue to share. Remember those people that we reached out, those 10 prospects. You want to continue to share and educate them. Why don't you make a commitment to invite at least two of them to one of those online meetings we talked about just a moment ago? I also think that you should be role-playing to introduce Beamer and introduce your Beamer success story. Talk to, as Greg said, a lot of times when you ask to do a role-playing with a friend or a family member, then they may say, hey, I'm interested in learning more about the Beamer and maybe become one of your customers or distributors. So reach out and role play with a couple of your family members or friends to learn how to share that very succinct story of what Beamer is and what your Beamer success story is. What can you do now that you couldn't do before Beamer? You want to get at least two people, even if they're family members, on the Beamer. Go ahead and do a demo, go through the whole process, and let them experience the Beamer. And we want you to get into the e-learning tab, navigate that a bit, look at that blueprint for foundations of success. That's going to be great information for you. And remember, you want to be on our Blog Talk for the next 2 weeks. Next week is going to be our fourth week, and our fifth week will be a Q&A day. You get a chance to come in and ask any type of questions you have. So I'm going to do a quick quote. To reach levels of success you've never reached before, you must be committed to a level of daily habits you've never committed to before. That was in Miracle Morning from Hal Elrod. And Greg, I'll let you take us out.
Thank you so much, Belinda. Yes, definitely get into those academies, folks. Those are so important. And you've already paid for the academy. It's free to you to attend. And the company may down the road here, they might be going to making it mandatory again to have it done within 6 months. So don't wait for the company to pull the plug and put that mandatory time limit on, because then there's a lot of people that are going to be scrambling to get on. So you want to be able to sign up for those academies now while you're able to get into the one that's going to fit your schedule the best. So please practice everything. Get on that Facebook page. Let's have fun. Let's go out and change lives, everybody. Until next week, and Belinda, Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful week. And let's change some lives.
See you next week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.